Hello and welcome to Matrix Live. My guest today is Amandine, one of the guardians of the foundation. But first, before she has her big announcement to make, I want to give you a brief reminder that we have the Matrix conference happening in October in Strasbourg this year. The call for proposal has been extended until the end of June. We have already received a few very good, well, a few, quite a few good, very good proposals. But don't miss your chance to give your project visibility. The CFP is still open. And as for the sponsors, we have only one champion sponsor package left. So we have a few other individual perks. So if you are interested in sponsoring the conference, you can send an email to conference@foundation.matrix.org. Amandine, bonjour. Why are you here?
Bonjour. Why am I here? We're making some changes, and we are announcing today that we will be rolling out premium accounts for the matrix.org home server users. So yeah, I'm happy to be here and be able to tell you more about this.
Right, so the first question that comes to mind is, but why?
But why, indeed? So if maybe it's worth just reminding people why the foundation exists in the first place. And I like to see it across four different goals. Like, first one is make sure that the specification of the protocol stays unencumbered and independent, and canonical as well. We don't want to fragment the ecosystem. We also want, the foundation is also here to ensure that all the players across the ecosystem are at a level playing field. We don't want one player to actually lead the whole thing or take over the entire protocol. So the foundation has a role of making sure all the players are heard, are visible, and it can also even act as a bit of a marketing tool. If you're a member of the foundation, then you will be displayed on the website. We're improving how, but basically you will be talked about as part of the Matrix ecosystem. So become a member of the foundation. It will help you. The third one is the foundation is also here to just like promote the standard itself, make sure that people are building on top of it, understand how it can bring, because in the end, the value of Matrix is completely linked to how big the network is. The more people building on top of it, the more users on it, then the more useful it is for its users, and the more it serves its mission. And the foundation is also here to ensure that the public network is safe. So that's both by building moderation tools for the administrators of Matrix home servers in the wild, but also moderate the server it runs, which is matrix.org, in the public network. And that is quite a lot of work. So all of these can not happen just based on the thin air. We have a team who is supporting this, and there is quite a lot of administrative burden in terms of finance, legal, governance, actually putting out these Matrix Lives, the tweets, the blogs, the website, organizing the events, etc. We also have the trust and safety work, which is done by a team as well, which is the biggest team in the foundation. And then you have the cost of running the Matrix servers and running the events and these sort of things. So all of these take some money, and we need to make sure that the foundation can achieve its goals by funding it. So right now, most of the revenues of the foundations are coming from the donations and the memberships of people joining the foundation, but it's not enough. And the matrix.org server is one of the biggest costs of the foundation, but it's also key in our view to make sure that Matrix is going to grow, because the matrix.org home server is free and public. And basically, if anyone is coming up, especially less technical users, and want to learn about Matrix, they will install the Matrix client and then try to find a server on where to create their account. And this is why matrix.org home server is important. It's the entry point into the Matrix ecosystem for users, especially non-technical users. Then they can go and actually choose whichever hoster they want for their account. They can register somewhere else, run their own servers. But matrix.org is here as an evangelization, a promotion tool for users. So because it was so important in making the ecosystem grow, it's also so expensive, we had to look at what to do with it. Right now, the current donations and membership, even if we're super grateful to everyone who is actually helping support the foundation, are not covering enough of the cost of the foundation. The foundation is losing money, and we need to fix that. The matrix.org home server is about like 20%, just in terms of infrastructure and the team to run it, 20% of the foundation's expenditure. If you actually include even the trust and safety side, it can go much more, up to 50% of it. So we need to reduce the speed at which the foundation is losing money and cover some of this cost. We could have gone to the extreme side and say, okay, well, this is way too expensive. We can't support it and we have to turn it off. But that would be really a big hit in terms of like there are about more than 300,000 monthly active users on the Matrix home server. What will these people do? They could migrate somewhere else, but it's a pain. We're going to lose the entry point into the ecosystem. So we didn't want to turn it off. So we had to find a compromise and decided that maybe the best is to try to get some of the people who are the most active users on the server to help fund its functioning. So that's both for fund the service they're getting, but also support the foundation in its work and support how the Matrix server, matrix.org home server, is actually helping the ecosystem. Okay. Long answer.
Yeah, so you want to make the most active users contribute to the server. But does it mean, so premium accounts are going to be paid accounts, does it mean that everybody on the matrix.org home server will have to pay for an account?
No, basically the idea is to have a freemium model. Like, we want to make sure anyone can come and use the server for free. However, if you are, we're going to put some limits on what you can do with your free accounts, like a lot of the freemium models out there. We're still tweaking it. It's going to roll out pretty progressively, and we're probably going to be adjusting based on how it works, how it's received, and how it's successful. But the idea is probably to have a kind of limit on the size of file you can send at first, which means it shouldn't prevent you to do like basic chat with your friends and family. But if you're actually using it heavily, I don't know, at work, for example, we have some people using it at work, then you will need to, and you want to send some very big files, then maybe you will need to pay a monthly fee for that. So that's how we're looking at it. We don't want to cripple the experience too much, but we also need to help fund the usage of it.
All right, so the goal is not to squeeze out as much money as possible from the users, as we can see on some platforms, but to make sure that everybody is contributing their fair share to how they use the server and support others. So you touched on that very briefly when you mentioned the upload files. What are all the perks I'm going to have with a premium account?
So at first, as I was saying, we're probably going to iterate on the various variables of it. At first, it's going to be a limit in the size of file you can send, and then also potentially the ability to create public rooms, the limit on how much people you can invite in a given time, so rate limit the invites, and these sort of things. We are going to be also introducing probably some fair usage in the terms and conditions because we're saying some very, very, very heavy users, and that will also help on the media storage side of things.
Right. The matrix.org home server is not a CDN.
Yeah.
Do I get additional support as a premium member?
So it's not going to be additional, but we'll definitely prioritize users who are actually paying for the service, because that's just fair. Like, if you're paying for something, then you deserve to get some level of support for it. Right now, given it's a free service, it's been very much best effort support for the users.
Talking of paying for the service, how much will it cost?
Well, the idea is to make it available for less than a cup of coffee. So I know cups of coffee don't cost the same whether you live in London or the depth of a country somewhere. And same thing, we might be iterating over time, but the starting point is going to be a couple of US dollar a month. It will be available in US dollar, euros, and British pounds as well. So you can adjust to that. But yeah, that's the idea. I think that comes to euro and a half or something along these lines. You can get annual payment, which decreases. That will be the idea.
All right. And when will it be available?
So we're going to roll this out slowly. We're going to start deploying. It will require an update on all the terms and conditions, privacy policy, etc. So this will be coming up next week. So you will see, as a matrix.org user, you will see a request to accept the new terms and conditions and privacy policy. And then early July, the new users will basically get the create a free account that they can upgrade into a paid account. And then across the summer, we will be migrating existing users towards free accounts so that they can then upgrade to paid accounts. So it will take like over the summer, basically.
All right, baby steps, taking the time to see if nothing breaks and if nobody is too unhappy about that.
And if we have surges of support requests and this sort of things.
All right. As a foundation member, I get a free ticket to the Matrix conference. And I can get a few perks. Do I have a discount to get a premium account?
Yeah, so if you are already a member, an individual member of the foundation, and you're already participating in supporting the foundation, then you will get a free premium account on the matrix.org server.
And will it work on any client I can use?
So we've been developing it with a goal in mind to have the original goal was like no development on the client side. I don't know if I'm getting into the details here. Maybe I can point out, we'll be publishing the blog with the details on how it works. It'll be simpler than getting into the rabbit hole of it. But yeah, it should be no development on the client side, except that Apple has a very strict guidelines on how you can sell services for the in the apps that are published on the App Store. So there will probably be a tweak on the clients which are published on the Apple App Store to make sure that you stay compliant with the App Store guidelines.
Right. Thank you, Apple. So I guess client developers will have to look at the blog post to know if they need to do anything. But the bottom line is it should be almost nothing.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. So maybe high level, what we do, we have this current ability. We use server notices to send messages as the matrix.org server to the user, and we will be using that channel. So it's literally you get an invite from this official matrix.org account, which will give you some information and guide you towards your account management, which is all managed by the Matrix Authentication Service. So from an app perspective, it's managing a room, basically. But there are more details in the blog post.
Something most clients should already do.
What
will the money from this subscription fund? Will we see an acceleration in features development, or what is it going to be used for?
It's purely going to go towards the server infrastructure and costs. That's the goal, is to get the home server break even. So have as much money coming in as is coming out. So that's the main goal. It's worth saying that we're also looking at other ways of reducing the costs, of course, in terms of optimizing the so of course the performance side of thing, but also maybe optimizing how the providers, maybe change providers and this sort of thing. So we're looking at different ways of reducing the cost, but yeah, that was an easy, a simple one to put out in parallel, because there will be no silver, what's the idiom?
Silver bullet.
Silver bullet. No silver bullet on the tech side.
Right. And switching provider is not as simple as it sounds, because if you are switching from one provider to another, you can get additional fees when transferring the data. So you need to be very careful and not reckless when doing that, and carefully plan it. Is there any other plan that you want to disclose, or anything the world should know about Matrix or the Matrix.org home server specifically?
The Matrix.org home server, nothing. Keep an eye open on the changes coming up, but hopefully it will be for the best for everyone on the foundation itself. As I was saying, if you're an organization using Matrix, whether you are a user or a developer on an integrator, please, please, please come and become a member. You will be helping the whole ecosystem. And it's, as I say, very good marketing tool. At least that's what we aim for it to be. And as you said earlier, Matrix Conference, come to Strasbourg, provide nice talks. Last year was really, really fun. The mix of subjects flying around, from super tech to super high level. The mix of attendance was amazing. Getting people from various governments talking to the devs of all the smaller projects was really nice. So looking forward to it. And sponsor talks, attendees, we hope to see everyone in Strasbourg on between the 15th and the 18th of October.
And this year the conference is going to be exclusively on the ground floor. No floor to climb. All right. Well, thank you very much, Amandine. And I'll see you next week, Matrix Live.
Thank you. See you soon, all.